Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio I'll talk about three people, Bill Ashcroft, Gareth Griffiths and Helen Tiffin. And in particular they have written a very important work called The Empire Writes Back, Theory and Practice in Post-Colonial Literatures. Okay? And this book was published in 1989. The Empire Writes Back, Theory and Practice in Post-Colonial Literatures. And let me give a brief introduction about these three authors. First is Bill Ashcroft. Bill Ashcroft teaches at the University of New South Wales in Australia. After that, Gareth Griffiths. Gareth Griffiths. And he teaches at the University at Albany in United States. And after that, Helen Tiffin, who teaches at the University of Queensland. And this work, The Empire Writes Back, was the first major theoretical account of a wide range of post-colonial texts and their relation to the larger issues of post-colonial culture, and it remains one of the most significant works published in this field. And the authors in this book open up debates about the interrelationships of post-colonial literatures. They also investigate the powerful forces acting on language in the post-colonial text and show how these texts, how these different texts constitute a radical critique of Eurocentric notions of literature and language. And in the introduction to this book, you know, there are things like, what are post-colonial literatures? Then, post-colonial literatures and English studies. After that, development of post-colonial literatures. And then it goes on to talk about hegemony, language. And then if you read chapter 4 of this book, they talk about indigenous theory and post-colonial readings. For example, Indian literary theories, African literary theories, Caribbean theories, and then there is also a chapter on rethinking the post-colonialism in the 21st century. And one more fact you should know is that this title, The Empire Writes Back, comes from a phrase that Salman Rushdie once used. You know, he once famously said that the empire writes back to the center. So from that phrase of his, the title comes. And in 1982, Salman Rushdie wrote an article called The Empire Writes Back with a Vengeance. Okay, the empire writes back with a vengeance. So, it is from here that this phrase, or let's say the title of this book comes from. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the names of these three authors. After that, the year of publication, which is 1989. After that, where does the title of this book come from? It comes from a work by Salman Rushdie. Salman Rushdie is the one who used this phrase, the empire writes back first. Okay, and broadly, you should know what this book is about.